Like, you're doing your best right now, and it might not be perfect, but at least you're aware, you're trying, and you know what your best looks like. So how do you get yourself back on track? And that's doing your best. It's not, you know, it's not judging yourself.
This is Useful and Hired. Hello, and welcome to the Useful and Hired podcast, where it's all about empowering today's young adults to show up, help others win, and make a difference, no matter what life throws at you. No, I'm not talking about how to put yourself into a resume and send it off to strangers and cross your fingers and hope and pray for a mere interview. I'm talking about the kind of stuff they don't teach you in school, the kind of stuff that every employer needs and desperately wants. If you've got it, they'll crawl over broken glass to get it and hire you and even promote you. And the good news is it's learnable. So stick around. And that's the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about here. You get the idea. Welcome back, everybody. It's Warren and Lindsay again. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, everybody.
So last time we covered the four agreements, the first two, we covered be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm. And don't take anything personally.
Don't take anything personally. And today, man, we went deep on those. Those are doozies by themselves. And today we're going into the number three and number four. What are those?
Yep. So the next ones we were talking about last time, I think it was at the end, but we were talking about don't make assumptions. So find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Be curious. Communicate with others clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings. Blah, blah, but we will go into the details. And the last one was always do your best. So your best is going to change from moment to moment. So we always say, like, think about the steps that you're taking. And is it the best step for you in the moment kind of thing? So I think we did speak about that a little bit. Helps you understand any circumstances. Simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret.
So I take that do your best thing is don't half-ass it.
Yeah. Don't be a half-ass.
Don't be a half-ass. Well, let's go back and do the other one. Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions. Yeah.
Wow. What's the phrase? I always think of the phrase.
Don't assume you make an ass out of
you and me. Yeah.
Yep. You'll turn into an ass.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things, like at work. You know, if I assume something, is there something going on, like a drama or something's going well or something, especially if something's going bad.
Oh, yeah.
We're all telling ourselves a story. And one of the things I like about this don't make assumptions is I like to check in with the story in my head.
Mm.
Is it true or is it just Warren's story in my head?
Right.
And or is it what Lindsay's saying? Is that or what Ralph is saying is like, is that just a story in Ralph's head?
Right.
And maybe Ralph thinks that's actually what happened or
you know, let's find out. Are you just being an ass with your story? What is it?
Yeah, let's just find out what is.
Right. We just actually, before the podcast, we had a conversation about having lack of information. So I think assuming is kind of a lack of information. You're going off of the information you have, either if you're triggered or whatever's in your head and what you've been through, and you kind of go off that and you have a narrative in your head. But is that assuming? I think audience members can kind of chime in at some point and make a comment, but are you, just because you have a narrative in your head, is that considered assuming? Like, is that the full information or do you need more information at that moment? Because there are times where I think, you know, no, what I'm feeling is right. My intuition is going off. But you have to kind
right.
of discern whether is it intuition and like, all right, this really feels wrong. Or are you just assuming and just to feed the narrative in your head?
Well, and sometimes like if there's a drama at work, you know, I've had circumstances where so-and-so says that, well, I pick on Ralph. One day I'm going to meet a Ralph. I make up the name Ralph. But if somebody says, oh, well, Ralph said that so-and-so is a problem or something like that.
Right.
And I hear that and my intuition goes, boop, and your intuition's always right. It doesn't make anyone wrong and just gives information. And I'm like, that doesn't line up with my experience of this person Ralph is talking about. So I'm not going to assume what Ralph is saying is true or
Right. Is it fact? You almost have to fact check. Like sit. It's like I always think of someone sitting on my shoulders, like a lawyer or a judge sitting there. And when I say something out loud, I'm like, I can picture it almost like Judge Judy sitting there going, like, is that fact?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, mister. Right. What did she say?
Is that fact or assumption? Because your assumption leads to something and you're putting your energy into that assumption. But is it fact? And I always think about like having Judge Judy sitting on my shoulder, like
I love that.
Kicking me with her feet, like, are you just assuming? Because when you assume, it like brings you into an energy, I think, too. Like we were saying in the last podcast episode, being impeccable with your word is not just being a good girl or boy or whatever. Being impeccable with your word is you being impeccable with every step you take, and it brings you towards a specific energy. Like I was saying, when I hold myself, when I wake up and put my feet on the ground on time, and I do all the tasks that I say I'm going to do for myself and keep my word to myself, it brings me into a specific energy.
Those are the best days.
Oh, those are the best days.
I was talking to my friend Steve Overton, Tony's husband, the other day, and we were talking about the, you know, keep your word no matter what. And Steve says to me, I was telling him about my conversation with you about how I used to think it was just keep your word no matter what. And then it took me years until I realized, oh, wait a minute, what about how I give my word? And that was where I was causing myself so much difficulty.
Right.
And then when you and I were discussing it last week, there's also not only do I have to be give wise attention to how I give my word, but then I have to communicate and renegotiate. And then sometimes I also have to hold someone else accountable for what we agreed on. Mm. You know, like if Ralph says he's going to come and relieve me at 4 o'clock and he doesn't show up, I have to hold him accountable and say, that doesn't work for me, or what happened, or,
you know. And it sounds like a lot of rules. Like when you say, keep your word to be a good girl, a good boy, that's right. Not what we're saying. And, oh, you know, do the right thing because you have to do this, this, and this, and you should probably negotiate, and then you have to communicate. And that all sounds complicated, but I think the reason why it's brought up in this book is to actually just look at the next step.
Hmm.
Like, are you keeping your word in the next step? Are you assuming in that moment, but are you? To keep your word to yourself is to say, all right, if I assume I'm going to do this, I'm going to have the Judge Judy on my shoulder kick me and bring me back into check. So that's keeping your word for yourself kind of thing. But it does sound complicated because you're like, oh, I have to do all these things and then renegotiate. And then it is a ton of rules. But I think if you just take one step at a time and be impeccable with your word to yourself in a step, it's easier to do. But it does sound like a crazy long strategy.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. So when I was talking to Steve about the keep your word thing, he said something to me and he goes, I don't think I've ever met anyone who actually keeps their word no matter what. And he's married to Tony, and that's one of the foundations of the training that I took with them. And his point is that most people would rather renegotiate and change things and is what most people often do, whether it's spoken out loud or communicated to the other person, or they just do it in their own head. But it's so hard keep your word no matter what.
Right. This is why we're talking about it, because we're practicing.
It is so hard. And it's mostly a lot of failing. Right. But if you can make progress and get better at it and at least be in a conversation with yourself, or even better, like Lindsay and I are in a conversation about it. We love to nerd out talking about this stuff, hence we have a whole podcast. But it just makes it easier to catch yourself, and it does result in you living a better life because you're not sleepwalking. Right. You know,
you're aware of every step, and you're aware of the importance of not skipping the steps. Like skipping a step would be assuming and just going with that, you know. But keeping your word to yourself would be like realizing, all right, I just assumed and made an ass out of you and me, so now I'm going to bring myself back to one and keep my word and say, is it fact or is it not fact? And I think that's the best way to go. And how do you find out if it's fact? That's the hardest part, too, because it does say, you know, communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings. That's when you have to ask for more information.
Yeah, I now I'm seeing how the Don't Make Assumptions brings us right back into the first one of Be Impeccable With Your Word, right? Because now I heard that Lindsay wasn't coming in today, and then I have to go communicate with whoever said that or check in with Lindsay, and or maybe even having a confronting conversation, you know, or something is uncomfortable. Or
and you may roll with that and not even put yourself in check. So at that point, you're on a path.
Well, and destruction. And the worst, the part that sucks is when we betray ourselves. Mm-hmm. When my intuition goes, boop, it's like a quiet, the more you learn how to play with your intuition and listen to it, you become better at hearing it. I think for most of us, when we start paying attention to it, it's like hearing a bird go beep in a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And most of us betray our intuition all the time. And the more I work on it, the easier it is to hear it. I still ignore it a lot, but way less than I used to. Progress.
Right.
And anyway, it's relevant to what we're talking about.
But even, I mean, just understanding when your intuition pops up, that's information. And obviously, if you're trying to keep your word, you're going to be like, well, I know when I feel this, I either do this or I take this step. And you kind of just, you roll with that. It rolls you right into the next step for your life. It's like a video game. And every single step you make can lead you to the door, to the castle, to the, you know, to the diamond, or can lead you somewhere else.
Yeah, the intuition is, we should probably do bring it back as its own episode. It's a foundational piece that's going to find its way into everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spoke about it last time, feeling it. Like, I finally, for the first time, can feel my intuition when I feel my toes.
Yeah, you were talking about your morning routine. You've learned you wake up slow.
Yeah, wake up slow.
You know, early. Take my time. Wake up earlier, then you don't just wake up and rush out the door.
Right. Don't be an asshole.
You call it waking up slow.
And right. Because now when I don't, I literally am like, you're being an asshole. Like, I'll literally talk to myself, like, stop it. But when I do put my feet on the ground, feel the ground, take a breath, make my coffee, enjoy it. It's rare for me to do, but when I do it, I'm like, hell freaking yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easier for me to not assume or make, you know, get in my head.
Or to betray your intuition or...
Yeah, betray my intuition. It's easier for me to keep my word, not take anything personally when I actually keep my word and put my
feet... To yourself.
To myself and not be an asshole.
Oh my God.
So now it's like, and it's also easier to not make assumptions, because when you start, I think, and I'm practicing it, but when I start noticing more about myself and being more aware and in my body and in the moment, I realize that I don't assume as much, because like, you're starting to get to know yourself. You're not just going to be like, well, that person, this and that. Well, you don't know that, because
you have a little more compassion.
Yeah. You have more compassion, more empathy.
Yeah.
And I think, but we do kind of go off the rails sometimes, I think, as human beings, where it's like you fall off and you start making assumptions. You get in your head. You don't keep your word. You skip steps. You're in the fire.
Oh, my God.
But the choosing of people, that episode that we spoke about when we're talking about choosing people.
That was a good one.
Those are the ones that when you go off the rails, like, grab you and bring you back on the tracks. And I think that helps you keep your word. That's, I think this is why the Four Agreements came up, because... Like, that's where, okay, we're all going to fall off track, and that's where it's hard. Like, you and I are talking about this, but we are not experts. We are talking about this because we are not experts in this. Like, we're...
Well, and that's a trap, too.
Right.
That the trap in our culture is that everyone, or that you're supposed to be an expert or perfect.
Yeah. And because you have a podcast talking about it, it should be perfect.
The better thing is that, well, I'm just committed to taking myself on, and the way to take... For me, the way that works, taking myself on, is I like doing it with other weirdos like Lindsay and Sean and Alyssa and all kinds of awesome other people in our private mentoring group.
Yeah, keeps you on track.
I like it with. I like doing it with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it helps you if you can't do it for yourself, if you can't keep your word or you make assumptions, it's awesome to have someone on the side of you like Linz. You just did the thing again. Like, when you tell me, Linz, you were supposed to show up for 5. You didn't show up at 5. And you canceled last week. And that made me feel this way. And I want to keep you on track because I love you. Like, those are the best people ever to have, like, to keep you right on there.
Yeah, it wasn't about that things didn't go perfectly. It was that we're willing to dance around what happened and not take it personally, right. Which was in the last episode about don't take anything personally.
Right.
And, you know, it didn't go smoothly because life happened and there was a lot of meat there for this episode. I mean, we didn't even make it past. We didn't even make it past the first two before life showed up and it challenged.
Derailed.
Be impeccable with your word. It was a perfect case study of being impeccable with your word and don't take anything personally. We were like deep in it.
And in that moment, I was staring in a mirror, just smiling massively huge with no emotion in my eyes. Like, you are learning today. Today's a lesson and you're going to talk about it on Wednesday. But no, it's true. I think all like to put it all together, it's the people that kind of keep you on that track to not make assumptions, keep your word.
All right, I want to take this minute here to read a review we got on the podcast, and I'm going to share it with you guys. You can, by the way, you can go to our website. There's a sidebar tab that says send a voicemail or leave a voicemail, and you can hit the button, and it lets you record your voice, and then you can ask us a question. You could also go and leave us a review. Go to usefulandhired.com. That's the homepage. If you want to leave a review, like the one I'm about to read by Fernando, you can go to usefulandhired.com/review. And you can leave a podcast review there for us. It helps us out. All right. So Fernando wrote in and he said, I thoroughly enjoyed Warren's latest episode on conscious choices. This is the episode 9 on choosing humans. The conversation with Lindsay Rocha was insightful and thought-provoking, prompting me to reflect on the importance of being mindful of our decision-making processes. The discussion shed light on how our choices impact our work and the people around us, emphasizing the significance of making conscious, intentional choices. Man, he's really into it. conscious, intentional choices in both our personal and professional lives. The segment on toxic work environments and the power of choosing to walk away was particularly helpful, providing valuable advice for individuals facing such situations. Overall, the episode was well organized and engaging, offering practical insights that could be applied to daily life. I highly recommend this episode to anyone looking for inspiration and guidance on making conscious choices. Oh. Thank you, Warren and Lindsay, for this outstanding contribution to the podcast and community. Thank you, Fernando. That was amazing. Ooh. Like I said, if you want to leave a review, go to usefulandhired.com on the homepage, and there's a side tab there. Oh, no, that's the – sorry. Go to – if you want to leave a review, you go to usefulandhired.com/review, and you can leave a podcast review there. All right, awesome. Back to the episode on the four agreements.
Awesome.
So what's the last of the four agreements?
The last of the four agreements is always do your best.
Always do your best.
And I think we're rolling into that when we're saying, you know, don't make assumptions, keep your word. If you put it all together and you really are really good at keeping your word, you don't take anything personally and you don't try to assume and you catch yourself and say you fall off track, like we said, you fall right off track. Do your best to make sure you find the people around you who kind of keep you on track. Or do your best to sit there and say, and look in the mirror, like I said, when I was smiling at myself with no soul in my eyes, Linz, like you're doing your best right now, and it might not be perfect, but at least you're aware, you're trying, and you know what your best looks like. So how do you get yourself back on track? And that's doing your best. It's not, you know, it's not judging yourself.
It's not being perfect. And sometimes
perfect.
I tell myself, it's not my best, and a nice bailout is, is am I making any progress?
Right.
That's better because I think our culture, we slip into too much of like, oh, I'll be an expert. Mm. You know, like, oh, I can't have a podcast unless I'm an expert on this stuff. Mm. Baloney. You know, I'm making progress and I want to teach what I'm learning because obviously, it's helpful. It was helpful to Fernando. He went to the extent – Fernando's in the Philippines, and he wrote us that lovely review. Obviously, it was helpful to him.
Awesome.
So, you know, can you make progress as one way that
– Yeah, can you make progress? Can you recognize your own patterns? I mean, can you
I call it taking myself on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I like with. I like a group approach. That's why I do group coaching and mentoring. Because when we're by ourselves in our own head, that is so, so hard. But when I sit down across from someone else, it's way easier for me to see myself because we're all a mirror for each other.
Mm-hmm. And it can be way harder too, but at least.
And it's more fun.
Right.
When we're just by ourselves with our own selves in our own heads, we can be real jerks to ourselves with the voice in our head.
And it's hard to do your best when you're just sitting in your shit. So to have someone else kind of, you know, make a joke about it and keep you on track, that's the best way. But yeah, always, I think, forgive yourself too. Forgiveness is a big thing.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, I was trying to say it before. I couldn't get the words out. But to forgive yourself and realize, like, all you have is this moment. So the best is right now. So you may not have done your best a minute ago. Or you may think you're not going to do your best in the future. But right now, you have this moment. And I keep saying, it brings me back to, like, staring at your cup of coffee and taking that sip and really being in that moment and doing your best by keeping your word or living in that experience. You can't go wrong with that, because if you're worried about doing your best later on, or if you've done it in the past, you know, how are you going to keep on that track? And that's what I keep trying to bring myself back to one. But that's what this book has really done for me. I think it's so simple, but it's so, I think things can be so complicated, but this really simplifies it and brings it back. You realize that always do your best has everything to do with the first agreement.
Oh my God. Yeah. Another thing I wanted to add is I've heard this phrase a bunch lately that, I don't know if you've heard this one, Lindsay, but it's called, it goes, perfect is the enemy of the good.
Never heard of it.
And, you know, perfection it kind of has a stench of unforgivability or pressure, you know, mm-hmm. Better be perfect. No mistakes.
Pedestal.
Yeah, and it's unrealistic. And what's a better way to live is, am I doing my best? Am I making any progress? Mm-hmm. And can I be forgiving or compassionate? Really, that's compassion, forgiving, especially of ourselves, mm-hmm. while we're trying, while we're doing the work. I mean, if we can make progress, sometimes progress looks like a step. I'm trying to go forward and I get a step backward. I try again this time it's 3 steps backward. Oh my God, I used to be 3 steps forward. Now I'm 3 steps back. I'm still trying. Try again, another step backward. Mm-hmm. Try again, 4 steps forward. Now I'm back to where I was.
Right.
Did I make no ground? No.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing the work.
Right.
The next step might be 6 steps forward. Or more.
And whose story is it? What does forward mean and what does backward mean? It depends
on
what's the narrative for you. Like you can, someone's forward looks different than another person's forward.
So when we first started this series, I started in December calling this and saying, oh, I'm doing a workshop. And now we have a group that meets monthly. And it's basically a mastermind group. All right. Well, we're close to the end, but I wanted to talk about the next episode we're doing. It ties back to the choosing humans, and in the episode on choosing humans, the topic was really about wanting. It was really about wanting you to be choosy when choosing other humans, and it was inspired by the work situation when people are starting new jobs or entering the next job or going to the next job and this pattern of learning how to choose better. So for the next episode, I found an article by a headhunting firm, and it's all about the 8 questions to ask when you're interviewing on how to actually vet what the company's culture is really like. And they're really, really good questions. I wish I'd wrote the article. I didn't write the article, but we're going to be talking about it next time. So we hope to see you next time.
Oh, yeah.
And when Lindsay finishes the book, The 4 Agreements, we'll be able to talk about that too.
Yeah, so I have a little chunk of meat and potatoes that I can't wait to dive into. I think it's going to put it all together, and I'm sure it'll all come together. Nice little stew. Nice little
Or maybe we'll run out of things to talk to. Not.
Never.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
If you have a question, you can take out your phone and record a voice memo and email it to warren@usefulandhired.com, and it may get featured on a future episode. If you'd like to get updates on future episodes, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. And if you'd like to support our podcast, please go ahead and give us a review. And if you know someone else who'd be interested in this podcast, like another young adult, another employer, perhaps, maybe even your parents, maybe not your parents, but yeah, employers are good too. Please feel free to go ahead and share this podcast with them. It's a big help to us, helps us grow our following, and gives us more feedback.